From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States seeking the quick adoption of a UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may have the capacity to propel a missile to the U.S. mainland and much of Europe. Diplomats say after weeks of negotiations between the U.S. and China, Security Council is moving closer to a vote. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters he has increased the number of active leak investigations in an effort to stem the tide of classified information being released to the media by people in the Trump administration, intelligence community, and other government entities.
Simply put, these leaks hurt our country. All of us in government can do better. The first requirement is for discipline within all our agencies of the government. To prevent these leaks, every agency and Congress has to do better.
Sessions said he and President Trump condemn in the strongest terms the staggering number of leaks. He says they undermine the ability of the government to protect the country. Top U.S. intelligence officials refusing to back down over concerns about Russia. The U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency director told a group of people that the values of Washington and Moscow are not aligned naturally. Despite warnings from him and other high-ranking intelligence officials, Mr. Trump has pushed for improving ties with Russia. This is VOA News. Mikhail Saakashvili, since last week the world's only stateless former president, says he could have remained safely in the United States or perhaps settled with his family and his wife's home nation, the Netherlands. But instead, the former Georgian leader, who last week was stripped of an adoptive Ukrainian citizenship, turned up without notice in Poland, where he stands the risk of being deported to Georgia to face criminal charges that he says are politically motivated. A U.S. federal appeals court has thrown out the murder conviction of an ex-Blackwater security guard and ordered three of his former colleagues to be re-sentenced in the high-profile prosecution stemming from the massacre of 14 unarmed Iraqi civilians at a Baghdad traffic circle in 2007. The story now from Reuters' Tom Rowe.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia ordering a new trial for former security contractor Nicholas Slatin, serving life in prison for the killings, and the resentencing of three others, saying the 30 years they were facing behind bars was too long. The stunning decision reopening one of the darkest chapters of the Iraq War, the four guards opening fire with machine guns on the Iraqis, including women and children, at Baghdad's Nisour Square, but insisting they were under attack as their Blackwater convoy made what prosecutors called a reckless effort to clear the road for U.S. diplomats. The appeals court ruled the trial court had, quote, abused its discretion by not allowing Slatin, who was charged with murder for firing the first shot, to be tried separately from the other defendants charged with manslaughter.
Reuters' Tom Rowe reporting. Rwandan President Paul Kagame leads the presidential election with more than 99%, according to the country's election commission. Going into the voting on Friday, Democratic Green Party presidential candidate Frank Habineza spoke with reporters.
It's a very good step forward for democracy in Rwanda, because it's the first time an opposition party is allowed to be on the ballot paper. After we've struggled for 8 years, this is a very big step forward. We hope that we build on this foundation to make Rwanda much better.
Rwanda's Electoral Commission said more than 80% of the country's 6.9 million registered voters went to the ballot box during Friday's voting. U.S. military confirming an airstrike earlier this week in Somalia targeted and killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab extremist group. Ali Mohammed Hussein has served as Al-Shabaab's shadow governor of Mogadishu and has been one of the group's most outspoken members. The U.S. Africa Command says he was the only person killed in the strike. No civilians were harmed. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.